address to all our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed and and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Was just Lord.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard, once again here on another Lord's Day. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the radio's on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the prayer line, write down the mailing address. You that have trouble with bad luck, you that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural. Yes, you that want that loved one right there back at home, that one has gone astray. You're wondering how to rebuild your life and your home with peace and joy.
I need thee.
Some say, Rev, right now I'm dealing with evildoers throwing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Some are dealing with unnatural things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say, well, Rev, I have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, the telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who have that heart condition. Those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, well, Rev, I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make it to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many and many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis, yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. Put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
Every night when we lay down, we say,
My friends, I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just the faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends, for many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car. Nowadays, some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis to Revelations is real, and if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it, so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we are asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some works 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the key. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is drawing down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. That telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you. Keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the air that we breathe, for your unwavering love. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for our family, our friends, and all of our daily needs from day to day. God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue, oh God, to decrease so you can increase within us. Lord, we thank you for protecting us, for guiding us. For God, we are grateful. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to Psalm 119. We're going to look at verse 1 and 3. That's Psalm 119, verse 1 and 3. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Joyful are people of integrity who follow instructions of the Lord. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is, break out of the compromise rut. Break out of the compromise rut. In other words, stop compromising in order to please people. So let's look at it. Psalm 119, and then verse 3 means that blessed, happy people are those who live righteously by not doing wrong, which is iniquity, and by actively following God's path, his ways. When you are doing what God is telling you to do, some people will get upset because, number one, they don't understand what God has commissioned you to do. And number two, they see that you are serious about the things of God and that you are demonstrating a life of total commitment to God and God only. And through your life, his word is revealed. Through your lifestyle, there is obedience to God. And through your lifestyle, you have a heart that seeks him above anything else, making God's law your life road and your course of action. You don't even have room to compromise. Come on here, somebody. Compromising means that you are surrendering to that person. And you know it is wrong, but so that person won't get upset with you or say something negative to you. You would rather compromise. You would rather go along with what they say or do. If I'm doing everything right and you're not correcting me with the love of God and you see me walking in error and you won't tell me anything, it's something wrong with you. Because there is a way that you can tell somebody something without hurting them or without saying it out of your own feelings. And what I mean about out of your own feelings is there is a way it can come towards the person so the person can receive it in love. Because everybody is not talking love. Everybody is not speaking things to you out of love. They are speaking it through your emotions. They are trying to fit you and form you to the way they perceive you to be. My God. So we're going to look at the key things and their meanings. blameless, and a life lived according to God's law. Simply means in walking in God's law, it is your life. It is whatever God says. You are conformed to his standards. No, this is not about you being perfect. And this is not about being an unattainable standard, but a commitment to follow God's precepts in all aspects of your life. Blameless and living a life lived according to God's law. And another thing is total commitment. Total commitment. Even the things that I don't want God to know, when we all know that God knows all things. And even the things that I don't want him for the touch, but he's going to touch it anyway. Because there's going to be a time when God say, hey, look, you have to make a decision. Either you're going to serve me or not. Total commitment. The psalm emphasized that this blessing is not just for those who follow God's rules, but for those who seek him with their whole heart. This means a sincere and undivided devotion. Not a superficial or a partial commitment. God don't want half of you. God want all of you. He want a total commitment, total surrenderance. Another thing is careful obedience. Keeping God's testimonies and precepts refers to carefully and observing God's instructions and living in loyalty to the covenant with him. This is seen as a way of life that is both good for the individual and the path is a blessing. If you walk in total obedience to God, yes, you're going to hit some rough spots because the enemy is going to come with something. But you have the knowledge, you have the skill, you have the spiritual knowledge to get over what Satan is trying to throw your way. And another thing is action over mere knowledge. You can know the word, you can quote the word, and this and that, and I'm not knocking nobody because we have some Bible scholars. But until you live the word, that's when the word is going to work for you. Come on here, somebody. It is not enough to simply read and know the scriptures. The Psalms meaning is in the practice. Meaning, you have to walk it. You have to live it. You have to talk it. And it will show in your activities. And look out. Here's the main thing. It will also show in your behavior. It will show in your behavior. I have not seen so many tight-faced, mean saints of God. Face look like they are sucking on a lemon all day. And not to even mention, you have saints of God that are in the church, just got through worshiping and praising God, and will pass right by you and will not speak. Just got through singing on the praise team and will not speak. Who's going to receive from you? Sit down and get delivered. Whatever you're going through, whatever is in your heart, sit down and get delivered and let God take that junk out because you're not hurting nobody but yourself. God's word, God's ways, and if you're walking according to the ways and will and word of God, it should show up in your activities and your behaviors. They will know you. People will know you by the fruit you bear. Some of us need to be fruit inspectors. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. Sometimes when we compromise people of God and do something we know is wrong or questionable, we think we are gaining an advantage with people. We think that we are getting their approval and their acceptance. But that's all we're getting. But when you walk in integrity, when you live by what God says in his word, and you don't lower that standard, you are gaining advantage with God. His favor on your life will take you much further than having an advantage with people. Oh, somebody better catch that. Maririo Boshe. My God. His favor on your life will take you much further than having an advantage with people. We may cut corners here and compromise there. Some of us will. But it's only going to hurt us in the long run. I'm telling you. You may have made mistakes in the past and you lacked integrity in certain areas. But the good news is that it's not hard to correct. No, it's not. It just takes effort. It takes being open to change. It takes being willing to dig down deeper and do the right thing. It means breaking out of ruts where we've gotten used to compromise and being less than our best. Don't you never let nobody think you are less than your best. Give God your best. Because why? God has given us his best. And every day we open up our eyes, he has given us the best thing we can ever have. And that's life. And life more abundantly. So today, I petition you to be a new beginning. When you prove you're a person of integrity, when you know that you are a person of integrity, I'm going to tell you something. There's no limit to how high God will take you. And you would not find yourself in a compromising position. Because why? I live a life of integrity unto God. God has my entire life. I am in obedience to him. What I do, what I say, and where I go. So, people of God, Psalm 119 says, there is just one way to live a life, and that is morally pure, and that is to live according to God's truth. So, how is Psalm 119 relevant today? This psalm reflects the view that the Lord, who abounds in steadfast love and his faithfulness and who he is, freely and fully forgives his people when they confess their sins, loves his people without limitation, and therefore, also guides the faithful in the way of life that is generally and good and so beautiful and peaceful. Let us pray. Father, thank you for challenging us to come up higher and be our best, especially when no one is watching us. Show us if there is anything that we're doing that is keeping us from becoming a person of integrity. Father God, we want to change. And we believe you have the power. No, we know you have the power to change us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I also know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God, he is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now